You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots! He scores!
Goal.
Scoring the goals!
To score a goal.
He shoots
the ball.
He scores. Scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, Alex Dunn and Jason Lewis with you to guide you through the best of the weekend's action in Leagues 1 and 2. Three games in each, look forward to in just a few moments. Hopefully we can have a winner or two. Good afternoon, Mr. Lewis. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thank you. I'm a bit fortunate from where I am with the weather not really affecting me, but it seems everywhere else the league table's all a bit jumbled at the moment, and I'm just sort of in a safe position down here in the south where it's quite sunny. So hopefully this weekend the weather stays away and we can have a good bit of fun putting some bets down this weekend.
Yeah, we're in Leeds where it's been very lightly snowing, and I mean very lightly, just the odd flake. But I think further north there's been a fair bit. But you're absolutely fine down there, aren't you?
Yeah, it's always the luxuries of being a southern sophomore. Treating me well this week, it seems, at least, that I'm safe and sound, I'd say.
Okay. Well, hopefully the games that we are going to discuss on this podcast stay on. We are sort of a bit of hostage to fortune with that, but fingers crossed anyway. We're going to start in League One with Coventry against Burton. Coventry are 23-20. The draw is 23-10 and Burton are 12-5. Should be a good one, this, because they're two sides who throughout the season have played really good football, and both sit pretty prominently as we speak. Coventry in fourth and Burton remain top of the table, but that could change if Coventry win here. They will leapfrog Burton, and I personally fancy them to do it, although I must say I wasn't crazy about the price. The 23-20, I think, is a bit disrespectful to a very good Burton side, Jason.
Yeah, it's going to be a very intriguing game, I'd say, because they say defences win you championships, and you look at these two teams, two of the best defences in the division, Burton conceding just 19 goals so far this season, and Coventry 26. And I think you look at the top of the table right now as it stands, really, you've got Burton there on 51 top with a couple of games in hand. And I'd say down at the moment as it stands, Wigan down in fifth are probably still in touching distance of the playoffs. They're 5 points behind Gillingham in second, but it's currently sort of a five-team chase in two spots, I'd say. And these games where these teams are playing each other are such big matches. And prices here just were very difficult to sort of decipher for me. And I've just found it very difficult to see Burton at such a big price for league leaders when they've been going all over the country and getting results, really. Six wins in their last seven matches. And the other game in that run was a 3-3 draw at home to Doncaster, where they trailed late on in the game and managed to salvage a point. Only Walsall have a better away record than Burton this season. Burton have won three of their last four away matches since back-to-back defeats at Walsall and Fleetwood in October. So away from home, the confidence is flowing. Just overall, really, when you look at the record of how they've been playing, just so well. But then on the flip side, you look at Coventry and it's a similar story, really. Unbeaten in their last five league games and haven't lost a league game at home all season. And I might sound a bit daft to back against a team that hasn't lost this at home this season. The defeat at Sheffield United away from home in mid-December was their last loss. And it is their only defeat in 17 league games. So it's a tricky, tricky game to call. But I just thought Burton was such a big price to even be able to get them on draw no bet at 6-4 was very difficult to look away from, purely from a betting point of view. And the fact that they are, in my opinion, they should be looking at promotion this season. They've obviously lost Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank to QPR, but they've just kept going. They look so strong at the moment. And Coventry, just letting the odd games that were leading against Doncaster twice, but could only draw that match. Same with Oldham and Walsall. And it's just these points that they could sit top going into this game if they'd held on to those points. So really, I think Burton here draw no bet, 6-4, to get odds against on the league leaders. I know Coventry are a very, very good side, and I could see both these teams going up this season. I think it's too difficult to turn down. And if I think Burton will have to score at least twice in this game to win, though. So I think goals could be in this game. They do, as I said at the top of the game, that both teams have very good defences, but I feel they could sort of open up a bit as the game goes on. And both teams to score here in over 2.5. when you've got the strike force that Coventry have, you've got Adam Armstrong, obviously, and then Burton, well known for getting goals amongst themselves, really. So both teams scoring over 2.5. Just another bet here, 11-8. If, like me, you were a bit indecisive about where the match was going, I think that would be the way to play it if you're looking for something else. But for me, you were swaying towards Coventry, but I just think that price has pushed me even more towards Burton, and the draw no better 6-4 is a very good bet still.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is Doncaster against Gillingham. Doncaster are 6-4, the draw is 23-10, and Gillingham are 9-5 coming into this. Gillingham in second place. They did lose at Wigan last weekend, and that was a bit of a blow for them, really, because they've been in fine form prior to that. Doncaster have won the last two in the league. They fell to Stoke in the cup, but wins at Oldham and Southend, well, one in 2015, one in 2016, have propelled them that little bit higher up the table. They may still have designs on sneaking into the playoffs, but that seems a little bit far-fetched given the amount of sides between them and sixth place Peterborough as things stand, but stranger things have happened. Gillingham here, I thought were a big price. They're a side that I've been really keen on in recent weeks, but mainly at home. Their away form has been far from shoddy, but not quite as good as their home form. And you'd imagine, Jason, that that is why the game is priced up as it is.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you there. I think both of us have said on record on this podcast that we are real fans of how Gillingham play their football, and another team that just go about their business the right way, really. And I think that is 9-5, it's why I've picked it out, really. It's a very big price on Gillingham here against the Doncaster side who've been improving steadily. Like after the start of the season, really, they had one win throughout August and September. So to be where they are now with just one defeat in seven matches, and that came at home to Scunthorpe on Boxing Day. Some impressive results in there as well. Draws at Coventry and Burton. We've just spoken about them at length, really. And the 3-0 win at Southend last weekend. It's just that the area of concern for them will have to be defensively still. It's just one clean sheet in seven games, and they've only kept six all season. So when a Gillingham side are coming into this game, and we know how well they can score goals, they did lose at Wigan, they got two goals in that game still, beat Bradford 3-0, won 3-1 at Swindon, won 3-0 at Millwall. They do often put goals on the board, really, here, and that's the way I play this game, even more so than just looking at the result, really. Gillingham to score over 1.5 goals in this game at 13-8 was a very good price for me, when I think, really, away from home, their defeats to Colchester and Barnsley are kind of difficult to explain, but their three other defeats since September, and when you listen to this, they've only lost four games altogether since September, so three of them away from home have been at Walsall, Coventry and Wigan. A comment I'll make about this Gillingham side is that they were 2-0 up against Wigan last Thursday evening, and they were 2-0 up against Walsall earlier in the season. They lost both of those games 3-2. So concern in the bigger picture. But when you're looking at to play this game, I don't think you could put Doncaster in a similar bracket to both Walsall and Coventry. So I think if Gillingham can get ahead in this game, they should be safe enough to get the win. If you've done your bet online or you've got cash out option, it's always there for you if you are a bit concerned. Because if they're 2-0 up, they're still going to give you a good profit for your bet. But for me, Gillingham to net over 1.5 goals here at 13-8. When you look at it, really, they've scored in all their away games bar one this season, and currently eight in a row they've scored and netted two or more off on the road, specifically seven times out of 13 games. So I think, regardless of the result, I'd be confident of Gillingham scoring goals in this game, and I think that's a way to play it if you are worried about their away form not quite being as good as their home form.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is Colchester against Sheffield United, the final game that we're going to look at in League One. And Colchester, well, what can you say about them that we haven't said already? They are so... I don't want to lay into them too much, but defensively they are all over the place. They've let in 59 goals so far this season. But they did draw last time to fellow strugglers Oldham. That may just be a step in the right direction, but I think you wouldn't want to be coming up against Sheffield United next, who are a side who firstly went very, very close at Old Trafford, were just denied there, and backed that up despite going 3-0 down at Wigan. They managed to salvage a 3-3 draw, which was absolutely incredible. 3-0 down after 68, and they managed to draw the game. So they're flying high. They need a win just to put themselves back in the promotion picture, or the playoff picture at least. It's priced up like this. Colchester are 5-2, the draw 12-5, and Sheffield United are very tempting, 11-10, Jason.
Yeah, I think it's a very tempting bet, and it's how you have to play this game, really. If I wouldn't be too greedy with looking elsewhere on a lot of stuff, just because Sheffield United sometimes do grind out games and it's not the prettiest of things. Because they're not right up there at the top end of the division, I can't really guarantee in my own mind that they're going to see off Colchester by a few goals here and win it in style. But I think to win here and to be odds against is pretty ridiculous, to be honest. Like you say, we don't really want to rip Colchester. I'm sure their fans know they've got a bit of problems. And they did end their run of 9 straight defeats. We stretched back to October against Oldham last week, back just in the new year. They've in the FA Cup as well, did pick up a win against Charlton in the Championship. And they hope this is possibly a turning point for them. And it's just difficult, though, for me to see in the bigger picture how one or two results is going to change things, when to go that long, over 2 months really, without picking up any points, let alone not winning any, is just so difficult to do for me, really, to look at it. And then you look at how Sheffield United have been. On paper, it's 2 league games without a win. But as you say, in reality, there's a lot more to talk about. Came back from trailing twice against Peterborough only to concede a really late goal in that game. In the Cup last weekend, really did themselves proud, I think, at Old Trafford. And should have had a replay. It's just a poor decision by Dean Hammond. These things happen in football. And obviously, I imagine Nigel Adkins knows him quite well from their time at Southampton. He's probably put an arm around him and he's extended his loan stay with the club. So I expect him to be, he's a sort of player that always runs at 100%, but he'll be putting a shift in every game now for the team and had to pick themselves up. And I think possibly it just was sort of a bit deflating from that defeat in the Cup that sort of caused that bad start at Wigan. But such character to come back from 3 down at a team like Wigan. 2 goals from Matt Dunn in that game, either side of Billy Sharp scoring. And I think Sheffield United unbeaten on 4 in the road in the big picture and may have won just one of these, but I think the key for them in this game, score first. Lost just once after scoring first this season, and more often than not, they've converted these leads into wins. So I think if they can get the first goal here against Colchester side that aren't really going to come out and try and attack, and it's not going to be an open game, I'd be confident of Sheffield United landing the win here at 11-10. If you're looking for anything else, Billy Sharp, obviously the clear favourite in this one out of the both teams to score. 12 goals this season. He's returning to his best form, in my opinion. His price is possibly on the short side for some, but with a goal in each of his last 5 league games, I think he's justified at 11-8, and you're still getting a lot of value there. And if you really fancy it, pair it up with an anytime win cast, and you're going to get a much better price. But yeah, Sheffield United to win this game, it's an obvious play. Nothing too special, but it's nice. Better than double your money, really.
Okay. We'll move to League Two then, shall we? Well, we've got some interesting clashes. We're going to start with bottom against top, as it were, with Dagenham against Northampton. The betting looks like this. Dagenham are 14-5. The draw is 5-2, and Northampton are in the betting at 19-20. Northampton, another side who we've been big fans of so far this year. Dagenham in 22nd coming into this, but have managed to get themselves out of the relegation places with 2 wins at Stevenage and at Exeter. 2 good wins as well, it has to be said. They were big, important performances. And the sort of bottom 3 that we were talking about a few weeks ago, Jason, have all of a sudden become a bottom 5, with Hartlepool and Newport's recent form dragging them down into the relegation battle. Northampton, on the other hand, have got no such concerns. They continue to play good football, and a massive win for them at Plymouth in midweek, winning 2-1, puts them level on points, but just behind Plymouth on goal difference. They know, though, that a win here could put them top, potentially, depending on how Plymouth fare at home to Stevenage. They're 19-20 here, and this was borderline nap material for me this week, Jason. I don't really like going with sides away from home, but Northampton at the minute, they just look so strong that it's quite hard to see how Dagenham could get anything here.
Yeah, when you always think about to put up for your best bet, you go for something that you like the look of, and then you sort of go for that process of thinking, okay, what case can I make on the flip side for this bet not landing? And it's very difficult in this case to make that happen. And just to talk about the bottom end of the table to start with, it's still very difficult. It's at least 4 teams now than 5, because Hartlepool have only played 21 games still. They're not even at the halfway mark yet. Obviously, all the problems up north with weather at the moment, it's very, very difficult to judge. But when they've lost the last 4 games, you don't know where they're going to pick up points in these games in hand. But focusing on Dagenham, really, it's just those back-to-back away wins are possibly why Northampton aren't a ridiculously short odds on price, and you're just getting around even money for them. But I still think it's a very good price. And despite these wins, Dagenham at home have been abysmal, to be honest. If I don't want to be rude, but that's the honest way of saying it. Just 4 points to their name without a win at home in the league so far this season. 8 defeats amongst their home games. It's not a record that's going to keep you in a division, or I'd expect you to keep you in a division at any level. And somehow at the moment, it's keeping them just hovering above 2 points clear of the drop zone. And very fortunate, obviously, that League Two is the only division in the Football League that only has two going down, because otherwise they could be in real danger. So 22 goals conceded and just 8 scored is never going to bring you any success. And it's not even like they've been that close. Lost 5 of their home matches by a margin of 2 or more goals. And it's difficult to look from Northampton not just winning this game, but winning it well. And because their confidence has to be absolutely soaring at the moment. To win, go to Plymouth on Tuesday and win that game, draw level with the league leaders with a game in hand. On paper, their run of games looks pretty favourable in the short term, but really the way they've been playing, nothing should faze them in the division after you've gone and beaten the league leaders away from home. The one defeat at Portsmouth before Christmas has been responded to in real style. 3 wins a row. Still in the cup, got a replay against MK Dons with the potential of a game against Chelsea. So it's just a real, got to be a strong, good feeling around the ground and the club at the moment for Northampton. And haven't failed to, they've scored in each of their last 21 league games. Haven't got the best away record in the division, but it's just difficult to see Dagenham off in any real threat to this Northampton side, who looks set to be making a promotion to League One if they keep up what they're doing at the minute. 4 straight away wins for Northampton and scored in their last 10 road games. It's just a case of picking the right bet, really, if you don't like betting on odds on outright markets, and you don't like betting on away teams, really. So options here, really, you've got handicap -1, 13-5. Hasn't happened a lot of times for Northampton, but you don't play teams like with Dagenham's home record that often in the division. So that's why I'd be confident of that happening. Race to 2 again is there at 13-10. And if you like a goal scorer, I'll always put Mark Richards up when Northampton are concerned, if he's fully fit, which he is at the moment, which is Mark Richards to score any time, win cost 2-1. I think all those bets off you saying slightly different, personally swayed towards the handicap -1, because I just think after going to Plymouth and probably being an absolute battle of a game for 90 minutes, Northampton, as long as they go into this game with the right attitude, should get the job done pretty comfortably, I think. And it could be one we come back to when they get to the Naps later in the show, but I think Northampton, you've got to be really looking at playing them in your bets this weekend.
Okay, Northampton then. A pretty confident pick there in that game. Crawley Notts County is up next. Crawley are 15-8, the draw 23-10, and Notts County are 7-5. Jason, why have you picked this one? Because Crawley are 13th, Notts County are 18th, but I'd say they're both very difficult sides to bet on and have proved that in recent fixtures.
I'd say I picked this partly on the fact that how Crawley are a much stronger home side than they are away from home, and on the flip side as well, how Notts County are so bad away from home, they are at home, and to see Crawley at that big price of 15-8 on a home side, nearly 2-1, for a team that are higher in the division, just sort of confused me, really. When you look at Crawley, it is a very difficult game to call, but I thought Crawley just have sort of, when I've gone against them when they've been at home, they've sort of done me a couple of times. They've beaten Cambridge 1-0, beat Crawley, Stevenage 2-1, beat Dagenham 3-2, beat Bristol Rovers 2-1, beat York 1-0. They've been getting good results at home all season, really, and they are par for the course when it comes to League Two. 34 points from their game so far this season, slap bang in the middle, 18 points above bottom side York, and 18 behind leaders Plymouth and Northampton. And their recent form on the whole doesn't look all that great, and I can see why some people would be put off betting for them. But if you look at the places they've gone to Portsmouth and Wickham since Christmas, never easy places to go, and they got outplayed at both those sides. But at home, very difficult side to beat. 23 points in the form of 7 wins, 2 draws and just 4 defeats. Those 4 defeats coming against Northampton, right at the top, Accrington in the playoff contention, Yeovil and Wimbledon, a bit harder for me to back up and sort of defend against. But I think over the course of now where we're at in the season, they do look a very good home side. And Notts County away from home, it's not a pretty picture, to be honest. 1 win all season on the road, coming in on the opening day of the season against Stevenage, and a total of just 7 points to their name when playing away from home is really not good enough. And they do cause teams problems, which will make it even more frustrating for new boss Jane Fullerton to try and work out how he's going to fix this problem away from home, because they do score quite a lot of goals, not scored in 9 of their 11 matches despite this poor record away from home. And it does give you more options when both teams do have a liking to score goals. Crawley have netted in 9 of their 13 home matches, and 8 of them have been over 2.5 goals. 7 of Notts County's 11 away matches have been over 2.5 goals. So the over 2.5 is just the wrong side of Evens 4-5. And but add it to both teams score 21-20. But I just thought Crawley here, very big price on a side that are very good at home, might not attract a lot of people when you just look at the league table and there's sort of two middling teams that aren't going to go down and aren't going to push the top team. But I could just see this coming as Crawley nicking this 1-0 and it just sort of being a, as it has all season, and just notching up another win. And in their games to come, they might not do as well. But at home, just a very good side.
Okay. Next up, and the final game that we're going to look at, is Oxford against Bristol Rovers. This one's on Sunday at 3 o'clock because Oxford are in Johnson's Paint Trophy action at Millwall on Thursday evening. We're recording this Thursday afternoon, so we must stress that we don't know what happened there prior to this game, but it should be a cracker. Oxford in third, Bristol Rovers in fifth. Somehow, Bristol Rovers didn't score at Barnet last weekend. I know that because one of my friends in the office had needed Bristol Rovers for a both team to score bet, and they were all over them. Barnet had a man sent off as well on the hour mark, yet still Bristol Rovers couldn't get a goal, which is strange because they've been in great nick recently, Bristol Rovers. So, disappointing there. Oxford are absolutely flying, aren't they? I mean, They beat Notts County last time they played in the league, but since then, of course, they have beaten Swansea in the Cup and were very good value for that as well. Admittedly, Swansea are not a fantastic side at present, but still, you know, you've got to beat them. So I think that Oxford, provided that the result at Millwall isn't horrendous, will be coming here with slightly more confidence, Jason. Oxford are 19-20. The draw is 21-10, and Bristol Rovers are 5-2 for this one. Which way do you see it going?
I was just backing Oxford in this game. I think it's difficult, obviously, with where we're at the moment and where I'm talking now. Obviously, with Oxford to play, there's a limited console availability for bets, so a lot of these are just predictions of what to play. So I don't have the prices with me, but that outright price of 19-20 for Oxford still gives me enough to get behind them, really, when they're so strong at home, the third best away record, home record, in the division. And after defeat to Wickham, it seems to be odd to say that they're probably a tad disappointed to just have 7 points from their three games since then. But really, they would have seen Yeovil away as 3 points for a side pushing automatic promotion. But nevertheless, still in a very good position in the league. And after dumping Swansea out of the FA Cup, I watched that game on Sunday and I thought they played real good advert for a football league and showing that we can mix it with the big boys in the Premier League and all their money. So they've got this first leg game against Millwall and the JPT, and it's going to be a test of squad fitness. But I think you'll never find players complaining about playing a game every 4 days when they're winning. So really, I think it's a bit important game for this one in the sense that the gap between them and the top two is already 4 points. And if it gets any bigger, it could just, I know three teams go up in this division, but you don't want to let teams pull away and sort of get dragged down to be top of your own sort of mid league. So I think important game for them, this one, especially when they've got Portsmouth away to come. It's going to be a very tough test for them, that match, with them, Portsmouth just sitting below them in the table, but scored twice as many at home as they've conceded, which leads you to think they often bag a couple of matches. Area concern would probably be the 4-1 or draws they've had, but for me that's only a slight concern. And I think they're coming into form at the right time of the season, and I think if you're looking for a goal scorer, I've put Keymar off up a couple of times this season. He always seems to deliver for me, so I'd wait to see what price he is, but it's always tempting to back him, especially when he's 15 goals in all competitions this season. And when I focus on Bristol, you say we discussed them recently last week. I think we had them on the podcast against Barnet, and I'd back them and sort of disappoint myself to see they didn't get that job done and still sitting nicely in the playoffs. And whatever happens, they've got to be pleased with their efforts, adapting well back into League Two football, and just positive signs for the future, really. Their 7-game unbeaten run was ended last weekend, and it's going to be intriguing just to see their response, really, because this season they have at times struggled to bounce straight back from defeats. Went 5 games without a win from the end of August to the end of September, and 3 without a win in November, and that's why they're just behind the top bracket of teams in the division. For them as well, Plymouth and Accrington to follow in the next fortnight, it's a real test of their credentials and could sort of affect how they go into the playoffs if they make it come May, really. So do have one of the best away records in the division, and it's against one of the best home records, but on paper I just think Oxford have a bit more experience in their track record this season, I think they'll probably just about get the job done. And I think 19 to 20 is a fair price. You always get a lot of value on the tie handicap -1. And I can't see Oxford blowing this Bristol Rovers side away. So I think if you're looking for something just a little bit bigger on the markets, I'd be thinking Oxford here. 7 of their 13 wins this season have been by the one goal margin. Bristol Rovers have lost 9 games. 7 of those have been by just a single goal. So I think if you want something a little bit different, that tie handicap I put up, what seems like every week, is there in this game. But I think 19 to 20, much like Northampton, is a very good price and one of the best sides in the division.
Okay. Right then, as for naps, we've calculated the naps, or I have, from the festive period, and all of a sudden, Pete Farries is only just ahead, only just. He's about £40 in profit, and me and you are both in the 30s, Jason. So we've managed to peg back the deficit, because Pete was way clear. Well, about a month ago, really. So we've had a good festive period, and we're looking to continue that now. What is your nap this weekend, Jason?
Well, really, with how well we cut this deficit, they should get us in the Bank of England, really. I think we can sort that out between us. But I think we'll stick to football for the time being. And I was very, very enjoyed looking into this week's games. I think there's a lot on offer for fans to dig their teeth into. But for me, you've gone on Gillingham a couple of times recently. It's been good, indifferent, but I think them here to score twice at Doncaster, I'm really confident that happening. Despite whatever the result is in this game, they do always score goals. They've let a couple of leads slip away from home, but I think Gillingham over 1.5 goals at 13-8 will be my nap this weekend. Just really good side, Gillingham. It's difficult to separate the teams in these sort of crunch matches at the top end of the division, so I'm sort of bottling out of it a bit, but just thinking it's the best bet for me this weekend.
Okay, Gillingham then to score over 1.5 goals in that game. So you've got that at 13-8. Pete's nap is Sheffield Wednesday race to 2 goals. They're at home to Leeds on Saturday lunchtime. That's 11-8. And my nap is Ipswich to win and under 2.5 goals at home to Preston at 13-5. You put those three together and it's over 21-1 for that treble. We actually haven't had a treble up for a while now. It was probably early on in the season. We had two in the first 2 weeks, I think. I think we peaked too soon this year. Yeah. But hopefully we can salvage something back there. So Ipswich to win an under 2.5, Sheffield Wednesday race to 2, and Gillingham to score over 1.5 goals is the Naps treble this week from the League podcast. Best of luck with any bets that you have this weekend, listeners. Best of luck with your selections as well, Jason. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Yep, look forward to it, guys. Have a good weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.